What if people are on a trip, or it could be any time a person has Svarim with them, more likely, or is Tefillin? What about going into the bathroom with Tefillin or different Svarim? So there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, talks about someone is allowed to go into the bathroom if you remove your tefillin and put it in your pocket. If you remove your tefillin and put it in your pocket, you could go to the bathroom. Yet the Gemara says that Rav Nachman, when he would enter the bathroom, he would leave his svarim with the students outside. So it's an apparent contradiction. How come tefillin you can bring inside, svarim you can't? Is it a fundamental difference? Is it a pragmatic difference? And how do we assume a halacha? So the Meiri gives an answer that even though tefillin, we know stam, sefer tefillin, tefillin and mezuzah, it's a very high level of kedusha, but that's only when you're wearing it, when you have it on your head and when you have it on your arm. But if you wrapped it up, put it into the tefillin zeko and the tefillin bag, so the kedusha is less significant, and therefore you're permitted to enter the bathroom if your tefillin is covered up. One is permitted to take your tefillin in as long as they're all wrapped up and covered. However, he says, svarim is more of a problem because svarim is constant. It doesn't depend on, I guess, whether you're learning it or not learning it. He says it's also to have them in your pocket and bring them into the bathroom. So according to the Meiri, it's a kuh and a chumra. The chumra is you can never bring svarim into the bathroom, even in your pocket. Yet, tefillin you can. That's what the Meiri learns. However, the Magen Avraham brings down most poskim, he brings down the shittas are against the Meiri. That basically assume tefillin, and so the Meiri is assuming Svarim is higher than tefillin in the end of the day. At least when it's in your pocket and not wearing them. Most assume, no, they're equal. That we equate the kedushas of the tefillin with that of the svarim. I guess they're a form of tashmishe kedusha. That's where kedusha comes from, kedusha's ksav. So if the Gemara says you can place tefillin in your pocket, it would follow that one could place svarim in your pocket. Yet the Gemara says Rav Nachman left it outside. So that's what the poskim explain, that Radvaz and others, that it was a pragmatic reason. He had a big Gemara. The Gemara, I guess they didn't have the pocket size svarim then. They only had the big ones, and therefore, that's why he left it outside. But if you have the pocket size Mishnayis Gemara, so then there's no difference. Just like you could put tefillin in, so too you could bring your svarim in. In fact, that's what they say the Radvaz. He had to wear a turban. So he used to keep svarim inside his turban. They used to say when people used to ask him shilas, either he'd be given papers or maybe he had to write down the shila, and he wrote down Torah stuff and he kept it in his turban. And as well, he says he kept a small sefer discussing the Taryag mitzvah. It's a 613 mitzvah, so just in case he's stuck, he needs something to learn, he could just pull out the sefer. So it seems to be that Rav Raz would wear his turban with the svarim inside into the bathroom, and therefore he agrees that one can both have, as long as tefillin and mezuzah are covered up. So the Meiri makes a chiluk, svarim no, tefillin yes, but the Rav poskim say no, it equally both, and it was just a pragmatic reason why they couldn't fit it. In fact, there's a marsham that people want to bring down, that I guess they printed up this 24 books of Tanakh. Some just do it walking around for a segula in tiny letters in one volume, and some say there was a magnifying glass. So number one, you can't bring any rayas from here, or one could argue. First, I want to bring a rayah. What does he say? He says you could bring the sefer into the bathroom, assume it's wrapped up. Some I argue, maybe it's mutter to bring it in even not wrapped, because if the letters are so tiny you can't read them, maybe they don't even have Kedushas Ksav. But either way, the Maharsham says the same thing, that one is permitted to bring Svarim into the bathroom as long as they're covered. So far we've only read about covered Svarim. What about a double covering, a double seal? So that's where the Eliyahu Rabbah comes in. The Eliyahu Rabbah points out that if you bring a sefer in, you should have a double wrap, because in case one of the cover tears, so therefore you'll have the other one covered. And among the poskim, they debate, is the Eliyahu Rabbah talking about any svarim, or only those svarim that have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in it? So that's the debate within the Eliyahu Rabbah. So today we have many, we have pockets, or we have shirts that have a shirt pocket. So we assume the regular pockets, any pockets you have, certainly pants pockets, we assume pockets are good. So that covers one. So if you want to go with the double cover, so if you have a jacket or a coat you put over the shirt, so that's considered a double covering, and one could enter the bathroom with these svarim. Just as they point out, you just make sure that you have a double cover, that the pocket remains, the pocket has a double cover the whole time. And I'll just point out as well that it's the same thing with tefillin. They could be covered and brought into the bathroom, but only someone who makes the, in this sense, even though the Gemara was mako by tefillin, and the Meiri didn't have a problem putting them in one pocket, posts want to say that's only when you have no other option, like if you're afraid they're going to get stolen or some other thing, whatever no option means, then you could bring them inside. But if there's no problem, if there's someone to watch them for you outside, it's better to do that. And that's the question, is that only by tefillin, or is it also by svarim? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, by svarim also. So what they're saying is that some posts can say that it's true you could bring both tefillin and svarim into the bathroom, but it's only b'diyeved, l'chatchila, even if it's double covered, it's better not to. However, the Prima Gadin holds that no, as long as the svarim are double covered, it's even l'chatchila, and that seemed to be the practice of the Radvaz. The Radvaz used to do it all the time. So that's the Shaila. So we had the apparent contradiction. The Gemara said you could put tefillin in your pocket and go to the bathroom, but Sfarim Rav Nachman left that on outside. So the Meiri said no, yeah, because tefillin only has more kedusha when you're wearing it, but when you offer it, it has less kedusha you can bring in, but the Sfarim have a higher kedusha, a constant one, and therefore you can't bring it in. Others, most posts can reject the Meiri, and they say they're equal. They both have the same kedusha. In that case, you should be able to bring both Sfarim and tefillin in, so why does Rav Nachman leave it outside? They didn't have pocket svarim then. It was pragmatic. And Ravaz clearly brought his own svarim in, and he had them covered. And that was the Maharsham as well, with the small lettering. He used to go in. He said you could bring it into the bathroom as long as it's covered. And then we discussed, Eliyahu Rabbah brings up the issue of a double cover, because this to protect yourself from if one rips. And the question, how far the chumrah goes, a double cover, any safer? Or only on Svarim to have the Shem Hashem. We said your shirt, your pants pocket, or pocket, all these things count as one. If you want a double covering, you should make sure you could go in with a double cover. So it's going in with a double cover and tefillin and Svarim. Is that l'chatchila or b'diyeved? Let's say I can leave it outside, but it's double covered. So many posts can write that by tefillin, that's only the opposite of the Meiri, that only when there's nowhere else to store it, so then you could bring your tefillin in. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav extends that to Svarim as well. However, the Prima Gadin and the Radvaz disagree. I guess by tefillin they agree, but by Svarim they say, even l'chatchila, as long as it's double covered, one could bring it into the bathroom.